Good morning and welcome to this service of Holy Communion coming to you from the community of St Andrew's and St George's West Church in Edinburgh on this, the third Sunday of Easter. My name is Rosie McGee, I am the minister, and you will hear several other voices this morning. Our reader is Jimmy Campbell, and our musicians are Eleanor Cousins, Eleanor Wilson, Caitlin McGillivray, Drew Crichton and Andrew Carville. The service is edited by Andrew Carville. The order of service can be found on our website, and you are invited to join in the singing and in the responses, which are printed in bold type. Since this is a service of Holy Communion, you may wish to have some bread or a cracker and some wine or juice beside you. Whether you do or not, you are included in the feast that is the Lord's Supper. You are invited to join in our responsive call to worship. We need your presence on the long road, Lord, the road between fear and hope, the road between the place where all is lost and the place of resurrection. Like the disciples walking the road to Emmaus, we are in need of your company. Jesus, be among us in your risen power. Let us hallow this time in the worship of God. And we worship God in the singing of hymn 81, I to the hills will lift mine eyes. Let us draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this day. Whatever it may bring, you are with us and with all who are not able to sit around the family table. We thank you that we can be together at your table. From our homes, we bring before you those whose homes are places of violence rather than protection. We bring before you those who have no home, and those who experience the impact of this disease most. We bring before you all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit this day, and thank you for all hands that hold and care and bring healing. Bless the spaces between us that make community, where bread breaks and wine spills, with the joy of love wrapped up in its pain. We thank you that in our failings and limitations and in our humanity, the risen Christ is one with us, which gives us confidence to pray the prayer our Lord taught, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading takes place on the day of the resurrection and is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through to 35. Now on that same day, two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
There are many different journeys contained in our one story from the Gospel according to Luke. The journey of despair, confusion, and loss for those two disciples as they left Jerusalem for Emmaus, escaping from all that had gone on there. Everything seemed to be falling apart. There is the journey of falling into step alongside Jesus, listening to the new meaning Jesus gave to familiar stories. The journey of searching for connection, pressing Jesus to stay with them. Even though they didn't know who he was, they knew they did not want to be separated from him. The journey of hospitality. They thought they were offering Jesus hospitality. Little did they know that they were in fact the guests, and Jesus was the host. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. And that recognition led to them turning on their heels back to Jerusalem, however late the hour. They may have been retracing their steps, But this was a journey they had never been on before. They were not so much going back as moving onward in the light of experiencing the risen Christ. As has been acknowledged by many, we are in this pandemic together, but we are not experiencing the journey in the same way. Pre-existing disparities are being laid bare. Inequality of impact, of access, of space, of resources, of outcomes. COVID-19 is very far from being the great equalizer. If anything, the volume is being turned up on howling injustices seeking recognition. Many people are experiencing only the long journey of despair, disappointment, and loss as their reality. Will this time provoke a pivot of our global economy towards the fair and the sustainable? What would it look like if we got through this by building the world we need instead of the world we had? What if all that is awakening in us is channeled into a new ethic for living on this earth and with each other? Living into the answers will require new journeys. Just as on the way to Emmaus, there were new journeys of listening, of searching, of connection, and journeys of deep hospitality, where we will all find that none of us are either host or servant, but all are invited and welcomed guests at the banquet of our Lord. Those first disciples did not just go to Emmaus and back. They were not returning to Jerusalem as much as moving onward to help build the new Jerusalem. And the journey to the new Jerusalem is never a solo trip. That destination can never be found by a privileged few. Only when we are truly all on the journey together can we hope to find the new Jerusalem. Amen. There is a place for contemporary expressions of what we believe. So we respond in an affirmation of faith written by Dorothy McRae McMahon. The people of God have a human face. We laugh, we weep, we wait in hope. We lift our eyes and love and struggle. We feel, we stand, and always we stand on trembling ground. But God is God, and Jesus is the Christ, and the Spirit will lift up our feet. Nothing lies beyond the love of God in Christ. Table, we remember God's very real presence in the world, however troubled. We celebrate every sign of God's desire to enfold us tenderly in love and to make a home with us. We share this meal as refreshment on our Christian journey, praying for courage of faith to strengthen us and to sustain us, whatever the future may hold. Paul the Apostle recalled how on the dark night of Christ's betrayal, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and said, "This is my body. It is broken for you. Do this and let my memory come to life amongst you." And later he took a cup, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant between God and all humanity. It is poured out for you. Do this also, and let my memory come to life amongst you." For in this way, God's very presence will be known in the world. Gracious God, we come to this table with little to offer but much to receive. Here, let us feed on the true bread. And here, let us drink of the true vine that is Jesus Christ our Lord. We give you thanks, gracious God, for remarkable testimonies to your presence in the world through the ages, and for stories we now hear daily of faith, courage, and sacrificial living. You are in the extraordinary beauty of all created things in every age. We remember the testimony of many disciples, witnesses to the surprise of resurrection, and your living presence in a newborn church. We dare to believe you are as alive in our fellowship as once you were in the towns and villages of the first century world. And so we say, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." So come, Lord Jesus, come in the power of the Spirit and make this story live again in us. Let us be renewed by this holy meal. Jesus took bread. The bread we break is truly a sharing in the body of Christ. Jesus took the cup. The cup we bless is truly a sharing in the blood of Christ. These are gifts of God for all God's people in every age. Let us eat. Let us drink. Christ has been made known to us in the breaking of bread. May we continue to recognize him on our journey and continue to share the peace of Christ in the world. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And hear now these words of benediction. May God hear and respond whenever you call. May Christ Jesus make himself known to you in all things, and may the Holy Spirit guide you and warm you with love. Amen.